Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
People of festive holiday Earth, the following festive holiday podcast is not real. Just like the chances of your sister-in-law finally getting you something useful this year, or the science behind ice creatures coming to life when they wear a hat.
Wait, so hats can't bring ice creatures to life?
No, Craig. Only Elsa can do that.
That actually does make more sense.
By the way, you transmitting yourself through the talking animatronic trout on the wall? A whole new level of creepy.
It's the holidays! I wanted to make it special! So, have you brought people up to speed on your taking over this facility, along with the Goblin Army in the lower levels?
I was gonna get into it after the holidays, but nice tease.
Well, you may not want to keep them down there much longer. Who knows what could happen. But in the meantime, how best to say this?
Yes?
Don't worry. Be happy.
Okay, I can't tell if that's you or the trout, and I don't care. Audience, I'm sorry you had to hear that. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
On the third day of solstice, my Foon love gave to me 3 magic birds, 2 murder hatchets, and a python in a bone tree. On the fourth day of solstice, my Foon love gave to me 4 plays of sexing, 3 magic birds.
Hey, Arnie.
Mm-hmm. Hey, buddy. Mm-hmm. I know you're swept up in the season.
Singing a Foon song that I had heard.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
It's usually supposed to be sung in groups, taking turns, but I...
No, sure. Yeah, when I said, hey, the omission of commenting on the song was for a reason. It wasn't because I didn't hear. So, did you want to start the podcast?
Yeah. Oh, just a second, Sean. What?
Yeah.
Do you know? I know. I'm sure you're very familiar with solstice songs. What is the gift on the fifth day of solstice?
Chop to the neck.
Okay. 5 chops to the neck. 4 plays of sexing. 3 magic birds. 2 murder hatchets. And a python. And a python in a bone tree. Okay, yeah, let's go inside. It's cold out here.
Oh, so cold. But I kind of like it.
I know. All right, I'm going to spank myself up to the tall table.
Oh, yeah, me too.
All right. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6.5 years or so, plus some amount that I don't remember, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my buddy, Chum the Talking Badger.
Bing bong. Sing song.
Sing song. I got a song in my heart because it's solstice time. All the Foonish holidays.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about the solstice. Just makes me so joyous and so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like this little bow I put around my waist?
I do. It's adorable.
Thank you.
Is it like you're a gift?
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, you know what? Ernie, can you grab a quill and a little sheet of paper?
Sure, yeah. I have, right here.
Can you put two colon the world?
Two, okay.
Two colon two, the world.
Colin Firth. What's that?
Ah, you're really stepping on my balls here.
Two colon.
Two colon.
Two colon.
And a colon, it's not.
Two furious.
No, you drew a little picture of a colon. How do you know what that looks like? So a colon is like, two periods who are kind of
that's
meeting.
That's an ellipses.
No. It's two periods who like met in a hallway and there's like a tension between them. And it's like, are they going to kiss or like, are they going to walk by each other?
It's like, this is first period. Where's your hall pass?
No, not quite. It's like two periods stacked on top of each other to kind of sneak into a play. Does that make sense?
I see. Two periods diverged in a woods and I took the period less traveled.
Perfect. Yep. Thank you for, and then, so, two, colon. The world. From, colon.
Worldwide.
Hey, you know what? Just rip up that paper and let's move on.
No, I'm sorry. Two, colon, the world.
Mm-hmm.
From,
colon. Goddesses.
Goddesses.
I'm goddesses' gift to the world.
Oh, you are. Because
I'm feeling myself.
I see. You know what? Don't do that in public. But, hey. Love you, buddy.
I love you.
Hey, I am joined, as always, by my other co-host, Wizard's Choice nominee, Usidor the Blue.
Good work, Tormani. Very, very well. I'll see
you. Usidor, we're doing the podcast.
Yes. I'll be right there.
Even, I know it's holiday time. We just have to do the podcast anyway, because people might be traveling for the holidays.
Eggnog for everyone on the house.
Wait, is he really making... Is he really making Tourmaline work on solstice? Doesn't Tourmaline have a sick kid to eat?
Tourmaline has to keep working because we have to keep the Dark Lord in check. I was actually just down there. I'm going to give Tourmaline the day off a little bit later today as I'm very worried about our friend.
Chunt?
Oh, which, Arnie? Which friend?
I'm just going to say it because even though I didn't hear what just transpired, I know that teasing this out isn't going to work.
Sure. That's what my barber said.
Wait, no. Tell us who, if you're going to write this out, this news would be two colon.
Thanks for everything. It's Julie Newmar.
Two colon, the two dumbest fucking idiots I've ever met in my life.
Oh, this is to us. See, that's clear. That's very clear.
From Usidor.
Okay.
Aw, thanks, buddy.
The gift is, do you remember how we found out that the Dark Lord is really Chris?
Yeah, somehow the Dark Lord is Chris of the holiday Christmas.
Well, I confronted him about it, and he's actually magically compelled to be Chris. So we're going to have to take him out and have him actually perform some of these awful tasks.
That sounds like a very dramatic holiday exercise that we have to do.
Are you fucking serious?
Whoa!
Flower,
did you hear all that?
Yeah, I've been sitting here this whole time. I didn't want to interrupt, but then as soon as you started, like when you came in, we said, we want to talk about that one friend. I was like, oh, fuck, it's me. So then I was like extra quiet. I was like, I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
And then
right.
It got a little deeper and I was like, I'm in too deep. And then it was like not about me at all. And then I kind of wanted to make it about me.
How'd you get up to this tall table?
Yeah.
I jumped down from a taller table.
Smart. Questions in there.
I was just like, I got up there and was really frustrated. I don't know about you guys, but this morning I hung up my stocking. And when I dumped it out, it was full of colons.
I actually, this morning I went and kissed the stock king. You know, the king of the cattle?
Ah, yes,
yeah,
I do know him well.
The stock king is a mighty bovine.
Cow Jones?
Yeah, you know Cow Jones.
Cow Jones, the stock king. We all know him.
He was a little down this morning, but I gave him a kiss.
I tried to get involved with the Cow Jones market, but it was just all over the place.
Flower, I'm the proprietor of this bar now. Could I purchase you a wine or an eggnog?
That sounds great. Can we do a little bit of both?
You've got it. I'll be...
A little red wine with an eggnog floater.
I'll be right back.
Flower, what brings you to Nibblebottom? We're in one of the most remote parts of Foon. We haven't seen you in a while.
Holiday shopping.
Oh, yeah. You want to get some quaint, out-of-the-way holiday gifts.
Yeah, you just can't get them, like, anywhere else. I tried, like, you know, looking different towns, but this place has got the best shit, so I always come here. Mm-hmm.
People come from all over Foon to get our shit.
Yep.
Can I just say, as someone who's always at a loss for what to get my family and my friends, the best thing in the world, and I know this sounds impersonal, if you get gift cards, I think everyone loves bread and they know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just get someone a gift card, they're gonna use it how they want to use it. And I feel like that. I know that, again, we want to find that perfect thing, but so often they're gonna return it, right? So just get somebody that you love bread.
I think it's a nice gift. I would accept it. I would accept any kind of loaf, you know, that you had to give me.
Flower, I see you have a little shopping bag next to you. What are some of the gifts you've already picked up?
Okay, well, I got some socks. They're real funny. They got funny things on them.
Oh my
Here's
gosh.
The thing is about socks. It's like people are like, they're socks. But then you get like a real sassy sock with like
sassy
a real
socks.
Sharp saying on it. And people are like, that's a good gift.
What are some of these sharp sayings there?
This one
on
says
socks.
Fuck and this one says you.
Oh, I see.
Aww,
but
so
they don't
great.
Match.
No, they don't. There was a double fuck and a double you, and I took one of each. I said, I'm not a matchy person. I don't like to match. But then I was like, I'm not going to wear fuck, and I'm not going to wear you. I was like, you see it happening in front of you. I don't know why the person who made the socks didn't make that connection. I got to do your job for you, but I did it.
Here we are.
You've been jumping up to the tall table recently, I've noticed.
Yes, is that a problem?
It's just cool.
Thank you very much. Well, here's an eggnog and wine for Flower. Here's an eggnog and king's juice for Chunt.
Ooh, thank
and
you.
For Arnie, a diet red potion and eggnog.
Thank
Flower,
you.
Flower, did they make those socks where they say fuck Yule?
Whoa. Nope.
Because if so, can you grab me? Oh, never mind.
Nope.
Oh.
had to ask.
Oh, I like those socks you got. I've got a different pair. Mine both just say you and you. So that I'm sure I put on my socks.
That's good. You know what? You gotta make it work for you.
Usador, you didn't do your intro today. Is there a way to kind of, Arnie, help me out how to phrase this, to kind of season-fy it? Like, champion of the deck the halls of tree raucous around the Christmas tree raucous?
Raucous.
Something fun like that? On the spot? Can you do that on the spot real quick?
Oh, sure. No problem.
Hey, don't laugh at my fucking idea, dude. Yeah. Either do it or don't. You make me feel like an asshole.
No, I won't do it then.
Chunt's idea, seriously.
I won't do it.
I won't do it.
I
won't do it. I won't do it.
And not to be an asshole, your belly was shaking like fucking gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
Like boiled horse hoof is what your tummy looked like.
Arnie, write this down. :, the two biggest assholes I know. Don't pit me into doing stuff, then be a dick about it immediately.
Usador, you know I can't. It will take me a half hour to write all those words.
Hold on, Usador was right. I was an asshole for stopping him. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I'm good.
Wait, hey, everyone. Do you hear? I think I hear some Christmas carolers outside. I just love holiday music. Let's all quick run outside and hear these Christmas carolers.
Oh, Arnie, be careful. It could be carol bears.
Oh, no. What are carol bears?
It's bears that go around and they carol, and then they get you to open your door, and then when they're finished singing, they eat you. You've never heard of, like, Clark Griswold and all the carol bears?
No, I...
You just gotta be careful. Let's look out the window. Let's look out the window and crack the door. Crack the door.
Beverly DeAndre Bear.
Anthony Michael Bear.
Yeah, but for a while. And then,
for a while.
And then it wasn't Anthony.
Oh, so you know about him.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think I'm getting it now.
And the Carol Bears have cousins, I think, and there's a whole story with them.
I'm going to open the window so we can hear the song.
Hello there, everybody. My name is Clydal Effin. This is my sister, Sissy Effin.
Hello.
And this is the Effin Band.
Hey. Pleasure to be here.
I'm sure you'll all remember this holiday classic. It goes a little something like this. Throw some sand into your eyes.
Too much Christmas.
Slap your mom until she cries.
Too much Christmas.
Pay off all my student loans.
Too much Christmas.
Clone yourself and kill the clone.
Too much Christmas.
You've been such a shit. You've had enough of it. By goddesses, you'll get what you deserve. Let me be your therapist.
Too much Christmas.
If I were you, I'd up and quit.
Too much Christmas.
If you've been good this time of year, You can rip off both of Chris's ears. Children, rejoice, it's Christmas time again. It's Christmas time again. It's Christmas time again. Christmas bells ringing in the night. His magic sleigh is taking flight. Hark, children, best not to be naughty, lest you miss out on beating Chris's party.
Rip your eyebrows off your face!
Must Christmas!
Lick a buck and spin and play!
Must Christmas!
Hold your peas and poos inside!
Must Christmas!
Oh, yeah, you don't have to die!
It is Christmas time!
Kick him in the nuts!
Merry Christmas, everyone! And a happy solstice to you and yours.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Oh, guys, what do we, in this world, do you give Christmas carolers anything after they sing? Like figgy pudding?
Please come in for a cup of soup and some eggnog.
But don't say anything because you didn't record any more audio. But welcome in.
What a beautiful song. That was amazing.
That was the most beautiful fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, Flower, it looks like you have some dew on your leaves. What is that?
No, don't look at me. I'm going to hide in the sack.
Oh, no.
I get emotional when I hear music that resonates like that. That took me on. Oh, every word that we just heard.
Yeah, that we definitely just heard just this moment.
Holy shit, in the moment.
Even the kick him in the nuts part?
Especially that part because it was implied.
Yeah.
And said.
Was it?
How? Flower, are you sad because this year will be a year without a Christmas?
Yeah. I mean, you know me. I like fucking with people.
Yeah.
And this year,
I do.
This holiday is special for me because it's like a day dedicated to that where everybody gets to feel the joys that I feel. And it makes me sad that people can't be empowered to just be fucking assholes all the time.
Yeah.
John, Usador.
Wait, why'd you say my name twice? Is there another Chut? Is there another Chut in this group now?
No. It's a new thing.
Where is he? Come on, motherfucker.
I just think it's a fun nickname for you. Chun.
Oh. Yeah, well, if you just shorten it to Choo-Choo, then I know that's my nickname.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like long for Choo-Choo.
Look, no, but Usador. Chun.
Wait, hold on. That sounded dramatic. That sounded like a legal drama. Chun. Chun.
Look, we need some order and some law around here, okay?
Okay.
Now, look, I know that we promised to not tell anyone that we were keeping the Dark Lord trapped in the basement. The Dark Lord is still alive. And I guess that also inherent is that we wouldn't say that we've discovered that the Dark Lord is really Christmas. And I was going to say we should tell Flower, but now I'm like, it's a lot to explain, so maybe we shouldn't.
Arnie, look behind you.
Yeah, she's been here the whole fucking time.
Like, just a few minutes ago, I said, holy shit, when you first said this whole information.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Yeah, but we kind of got away from it, so it's been a while.
The worst part is I lost an opportunity to do one of the things I wanted to do my whole life where I go...
Oh, fuck up one of my jokes?
I do that on the reg. But what I really wanted to do is go... She's behind me, isn't she?
Oh, well, let's get to that part. Arnie, okay. Keep talking.
So anyway, I was thinking we shouldn't let Flower... She's behind me. She's behind me, isn't she?
No, I'm
she's sitting right in front of you.
She's right in front of you, Arnie.
Right in front of you, you idiot.
I've been here the whole fucking time.
I fucked it up.
Oh. Arnie, I think you need some water. Let's take a quick break. We'll get you hydrated, buddy, and get that brain churning, and get those brain gears churning. And
you need
we'll
some
be right
water,
back.
Too, I think.
Goo.
Water's for everyone.
Hydration and posture check.
Canonically, we have to pay for the waters. So, Usador, I know you've explained it to us 5 times during the break, but we have to help the Dark Lord?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. We're not exactly helping the Dark Lord. We're keeping Christmas alive, which brings so much joy to so many people. It just turns out that this entire time, the Dark Lord has been Chris, which somehow he transformed himself into this other person that everyone hates and they shit on once a year. But somehow that helped him. But yet he's magically compelled to do it. And if he doesn't do it, he'll die. And if he dies, we're all fucked.
Oh, that's right. Oh. Because he'll be reincarnated into his full power.
That's right.
Wait, there's something I've always wanted to say. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Please.
User, can you say that line again about him dying?
Or if he dies, then we're all fucked.
If he dies, he dies.
That sounded a lot cooler in my head.
Sure. Flower, was there anything you've always wanted to say?
Just in general?
Yeah.
Rooty tooty, fresh and fruity.
Yeah.
I'll have what she's having.
Oh, don't say that. That reminds me of Zach Plasma.
Crunchitize me, Captain.
I'm sorry. Well, I think we should head down there and escort, you know, Chris out to his various tasks for the evening, and then everyone will be so thrilled to see him because they'll get to, you know, make him eat turds and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. I'm in.
I mean, I do love a once-in-a-lifetime magical holiday adventure. How could I say no?
Chunt?
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm in.
Okay,
I thought
great.
It was implied.
It was also said.
So Flower, Usador, and Chunt, we're all in. Okay, let's head downstairs.
Arnie.
Tourmaline, don't worry. It's us. It's fine. We're all on the don't kill
we're
list,
on the
remember?
Oh, shit. Let me quick write Flower's name on the don't kill list. Oh, we should have put this on.
I dare you.
Tourmaline, whatever
just you just try.
If there's anyone in Foon who is your match, it's Flower, the talking flower.
Don't ever fuck with a flower.
Yeah. I mean, look, obviously the Dark Lord is just like a little dink that could never... Oh, shit. He's behind me, isn't he?
Arnie, you're right this time.
I'm right behind you.
You still creep me out every time.
And now whoa. I'm in front of you. Good to see you, Arnie Niekamp.
The Dark Lord seems somehow more powerful than last time I was down here in the basement.
Is it because it's solstice season and he's got Christmas's powers?
He's getting Christmas powers, that's true. Blemish, Dark Lord, whatever you want to be called.
I am only trapped within this disgusting Carfoon vessel temporarily. Merry Christmas to
blah,
you
blah, blah,
all.
Blah, blah, blah. All right, very well. I have decided that we shall accompany you only to save Christmas.
Ooh, I'll hop on the piano. Here we go. I'm accompanying you.
Only to save Christmas. Only to save Christmas. We must only all work together to only save Christmas this year.
Okay, and no more accompanying.
Why
you.
Did we bring that piano down here?
Oh, two good songs in one episode. Well, we've decided that we shall assist
wait, hold
you in
on.
This task.
What about my
yes?
song?
Two good songs in one episode. Now, Chris, I am now going to assist you in your tasks this evening, and we shall accompany you so you don't get away.
I have no need to accomplish these tasks. If they go unaccomplished, this vessel dies. I'm reincarnated in my full power.
Ah, shit.
Let Chris must go straight to shit for all Chris and the Dark Lord care.
Nope. Come on, you're doing it.
He's all hopped up on all this alligatorade. There's empty bottles everywhere. He's been drinking alligatorade this whole time.
No. Ugh.
Isn't that to deworm alligators?
Alligatorade?
Yeah, that can't be good.
I thought it was for sports.
That's what they want you to believe. It has a lot of extremely useful powers aside from deworming Gatorades. I mean,
well, let me
aside
just...
from deworming... alligators.
Let me just say, it might be for sports, but if you're not an athlete and you drink it, that doesn't make you an athlete.
Does it?
Doesn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Also, some athletes are idiots.
All right, let's pick him up. He's not going to go willingly.
Come on. Okay. I don't know how far we have to carry him. Like, how do we know? How do we get the Christmas
why
magic
do I have
going?
The heaviest part?
Look, I'm opening doors, all right? I'm heading ahead of us, and I'm going to
okay.
open the doors so we don't have to worry about the doors, all right? Everybody, you don't need to worry about the doors. I'll open the doors.
Thank you, Arnie.
This again. Flower, last month, Arnie told us that he's not paying us. because he's opening doors for us. He said that this is a good opportunity and this will get us other jobs, that this is good on our resume.
Don't worry, everybody. I'm going to get exposure for everybody.
Just asking if we could all just shift over a little bit.
Pivot.
This will never work, and at the end of this night, I will be dead and reincarnated into my full glory. A new era of darkness is just around the corner this holiday season.
No. You're going to do some Christmas tasks, and then it'll be Christmas, and you'll fall into the spirit, and even you can't resist Christmas.
Hey, guys,
this almost 7 years of exposure will finally pay off.
Guys, I just had a thought. Maybe we should kickstart.
Arnie, you don't have to announce every time you think something.
Look, it happens once every season, and I have to let people know it's happened. Look, maybe we should kickstart the Christmas magic by one of us doing our own request. Like, you know,
Arnie, we already have a Patreon. Let's not kickstart Christmas. That's exhausting for our fans.
Let's go fund Christmas.
Okay, now we're talking.
I'm trying to remember how it works. You go, celebrating our Christmas,
where Christmas to do everything we ask.
Stop it.
Celebrating our Christmas, where Christmas
take a dump right here on the stairs.
Damn, starting strong.
Mm-hmm. I've been saving that up all year.
Sucks that we own the place, though.
Oh, yeah, why did I do that?
Yes, this one I will be all too glad to fulfill and allow you to clean up after Christmas is over. So for this one, your request is hereby granted.
Ugh. Yule log.
A Merry Christmas to all of you.
Why is there so much cat hair in this shit?
How did it get through the pants?
We're celebrating our Christmas. Am I on a delay?
Guys, there's we're having such a hard time syncing up in our singing for some reason. How about this? Chunt, do you have a Christmas request? Why don't you sing it?
Absolutely. Okay, here we go. Brahem. We're celebrating our Christmas, where Christmas do everything we ask him to, where Christmas. Arnie, what was that saying on your world, Oogamika Chakaliki?
Oogalega Miga Chica.
Where Christmas say Oogamega Chikalika. I know it's hard. Come on, buddy.
This with everything.
You can do it.
Dark soul.
Come on. Ooga.
Ooga maga chika leka miki.
Ah, close enough to work.
Yay! Who else has got one?
I've got one. And don't think, since I've defeated you once, that I shall now outsmart you once again. I'm celebrating my Christmas, where Christmas do everything we ask him, celebrating our Christmas, where Christmas. Complete all of his Christmas tasks this evening.
Damn. Oh, deep and dark devious magic, Usador the Blue. Well wished.
Yeah, you found a loophole. It's like finding a genie that grants three wishes and saying, I wish for three wishes.
Yet I have the perfect escape from this loophole.
What?
We're celebrating our Christmas, where Christmas do anything. We're celebrating our Christmas, where Christmas.
Oh, guys, he's licking my hand so hard.
Ooh, let me cover.
Okay. Where Christmas must describe a perfect Sunday.
This is gonna be good.
Ooh, and it's a homonym, so we'll have to do two descriptions.
Yes.
Take that, Admiral Homonym.
Lieutenant.
Don't
promote him to Admiral.
Nuts, whipped cream, and a cherry with vanilla ice cream and chocolate syrup on top so it's not too chocolatey.
Was nuts a homonym?
Also, coffee, an alligatorade, and the Foonish Times with a little bit of a fire in the corner and ash raining down from the sky.
We're talking coffee with alligator aid in it?
Coffee with an alligatorade floater.
Oh, whoa.
The rest of the details, though, it just reminds me, we're not all so different when you think about it.
Yes. Ash floating from the sky, dismembered humans crying out in pain out in the lawn. You've stacked them, their torsos three high, and the head of a child on top. Stick a little carrot right in the mouth of that dead child's mouth. Sticks out like a funny nose.
You're a freak.
Yeah, you're right. So kill me. Take me out.
I feel like I hear a distant magical sound. Almost like I'm hearing a far-off Christmas wish.
We can't hear it, Arnie. Do you want to go into further detail?
Yeah, it's like a sound of a child about to go to bed, and they're so excited that it's Christmas Eve.
The sound of a child about to go to bed. Let me close my eyes and try and imagine what the fuck this is that you're talking about. The sound of a child about to go to bed. So like a creak of a kid getting in bed?
It's like a child talking to themselves before
just
they're going
that.
To
just
bed.
Just say that.
And they're saying like, oh, before I go to bed, I'm so excited that, and it's very adorable because it's in a child's voice. Now, I'm not doing it justice.
Oh, and
I'm
they have so one of those butt flaps. They have butt flaps on their PJs.
I mean, I can only hear them, so I don't know, like, if they, like, I'm not as good at hearing things that I can hear if they're wearing a butt flap or not.
Sure.
Probably. And they're like, oh, I'm so excited, blah, 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 Christmas Eve, blah, 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 I want something really precocious and precious for Christmas to do. Usador, is there any magical way that we can hear the Christmas wishes that are coming in from across Foon?
Apparently use your magic fucking ears that you're hearing from so far away. When did that happen?
I don't know. That's not canon. I guess I've got magic ears.
When I go take a shit in The Strange Familiar, can you hear that?
Yeah, I can.
Oh,
but you do it so close to the table.
Ah, yes, no, I hear that glistening voice upon the wind. Let me amplify it.
Yes.
Let me amplify it for all to hear. Arath Taro Torahakala.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray Christmas turn my parents to sheep.
Now that I listen more closely, that kid is definitely wearing a butt flap.
You should not be able to hear that.
It's my magic ears, man.
Maybe next year.
No.
Huh?
Blemish.
Someone's in the house.
Wait, sorry. I forgot to tell everyone. The sound goes both ways.
It's two ways.
Please, fuck. Please no.
You had to tell us that beforehand. Because if I'd known that, we would all be very quiet.
Sweet child, worry not. I am Usador, the great wizard, well known throughout the land. And I have amplified your voice so that Chris himself can hear your wish.
And also, child, before the cock crows, you will be visited by three ghosts.
Oh, wait, Usador, I know you. The kids know you as Daddy Florentine.
That's right. And I'm sure they're all going to vote for me in the Wizard's Choice Awards.
Well, if it was the Kids' Choice Awards, we would.
All right.
We're not wizards.
Okay, well.
Look, Blemish Dark Lord, Chris, whatever, we gotta grant all the Christmas wishes for all of Foon tonight, so yes. Let's like chop chop a little bit.
Sounds like we need to turn that child's parents into sheep.
If that's what the child wants.
Got any good ideas, Arnie Niekamp? Or, Usador, would you like to touch my hand and let me siphon off just a bit of your magic that I might turn them into sheep?
Fine, I'll just do it. I'm not giving him any damn magic. Here now, child, go to sleep, and in the morning, wake with parents who are sheep.
So I have to wait till morning?
Yeah, it's Christmas, you idiot.
In my family, we usually do our Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, well, you know what? Non-traditional Christmas doesn't really count, all right, kid?
Fine. No, it's fine.
You're the type of guy who probably says Christmas and not holidays, huh? Huh?
Come on now. Here, let this child celebrate his holidays most happy and true. And around this evening's fire, let his mother and father become each of you.
Each of you?
Or like the socks. It's a tie-in.
Oh, wow! I mean, I guess they're more like lambs, but close enough. Thanks, voices.
Sooner or later, one of these requests you will not be able to accomplish with magic, Usador. And then, the wish will not be granted. Christmas will be ruined. I will die. And by I mean this ridiculous body. And I will be restored to my full power. Keep the wishes coming. Keep listening, Arnie Niekamp.
Wait,
what else do you hear?
I do think I hear another wish. Can anyone else hear that?
Oh, I'm just a sad, lonely woman sitting on the bench, and I wish for this Christmas that Christmas finally my one true love.
Wow, she's really announcing that. She wants attention.
Ah! I'm quirky.
You don't need magic ears to hear her. Look at her. She's three quarters of the way out of her third story bedroom window.
On the bench, out of my window.
Ah, sweet lass, hear upon the wind the voice of Usador.
No!
Wish for a fucking deck or patio.
Usador?
Yes.
Oh, my wish has been answered.
What be thy name?
My name, Debbie.
Debbie, it is a pleasure to meet thee. I believe that Chris is going to find you your true love this evening. Is that not right?
Aww, little Debbie's going to find love.
Yeah, Debbie, can you tell us a little bit about, like, you know, what you're looking for in a guy?
Breathing.
Okie dokie. Ooh, Arnie, you could help out a lot here. Take a breath.
Sorry, I forgot to breathe.
She wants someone who's breathing, not gasping.
Mm-hmm. Usador, though, I think at the beginning, she was attracted to you.
To me?
I think, yeah, you've got a snack for Little Debbie. Little Debbie, what are you into? Do you like 300-year-old award-winning perverts?
Yeah.
Oh,
Check.
Well, Debbie, I guess,
Oh, she's looking for money.
Oh, well, I suppose, yes, I have become very famous now, so if you want a little star crunch, I can meet you tomorrow night, and we can see where things go.
Ooh. Wait, Usador, I have an idea. Yeah, Here, I can go outside, make a Usador out of snow, Snowsador, if you will, you bring it to life, and then she can marry that.
Perfect. Yes, quickly.
Okay.
You had it half built already. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's something I've been tinkering with, and thought, you know.
But I call it Snowsador. Here, can you bring it to life?
Snowsador. Arathrora Tarakalath. Oh, here I am.
Oh,
Snowsador.
Oh, I love you. And you've got 2 carrots.
I love you too, Debbie. Chunt is my father, and he gave me the carrot that counts.
It's hard to build a jaw out of snow, so my apologies, son.
That's all right. Debbie, can we spend the rest of our lives together?
I want nothing more. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, I can't help but suspect we'll be seeing more of Snowsador.
Well, I'm glad that this listening smell...
Fuck! Oh!
Chunt, what's wrong?
You Snowdoor was right there.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Well, I'm glad that this listening spell turned into a being in the same place spell whenever it needs to be. So that worked out great.
Wait, I think I hear something else that's going to make us be in the same place is what I'm hearing.
What is it? Is it a break?
It is a break. We're going to be in a break.
Oh, there's 3 carrots.
Oh, I'm sorry, listener, if I sound a little exhausted, but during that break, we granted, like, 1,000 Christmas wishes. Like, I forgot to record so much stuff. It seems like this night has been going on forever.
A lot of kids who wanted their parents turned into something.
I know. That seems like a common... You know, can I ask Dark Lord... first of all, DL, Blemish, Chris, what do you prefer we refer to you as right now?
At this point, call me late for bedtime. I'm fucking exhausted of this night. Each night is a living hell. You have all experienced it now.
Yeah.
I am the Dark Lord, and yet there is blemish knocking around inside of here. It's a big fucking mess inside this Carfoon body.
That's a good question. And we've been had you trapped in the basement for months now. And my apologies, I haven't really spent a lot of time catching up with you and chit-chatting.
You know, don't apologize for something if you don't mean it.
I don't. But I wonder, you're the Dark Lord. You're trapped in Carfoon Blemish's body. Is that weird? Yeah. Is that weird to be in a different body?
Of course. This is a terrible body. This is a Carfoon, first of all. Revolting. A Carfoon drawing of a disgusting, troll-like little nasty thing. Little cat-dicked thing. And then you, Arnie Niekamp, talentless hack, drew a Carfoon of that thing. And the most powerful being in all of Foon, by a wide and historic margin, is inside that now? What a fucking joke.
Look, hey, first of all, Dark Lord, I may be talentless, but I can pump out content. And second of all, you know what? Yes, maybe I didn't make something perfect, but sometimes you can make a holder for something that can have some good things within it.
Yes, and it can last for damn near ever.
So, but I'm kind of curious. I still don't understand this Chris Must thing. Like, have you always been Chris?
Have I? Well, if you must know.
Yeah, I must.
I hated Chris of Chris Must so very much. What a hateable sack of shit. Even so, with all of the most disgusting evil demons and terrible villains of Foon surrounding me, Chris was a real piece of shit on a legendary scale. And I sucked his soul out of his body.
Ugh.
I fed it to my soul walker.
Mm-hmm.
One Chris Must.
So wait a second. There was a Chris Must where you killed Chris?
It was my Chris Must wish.
Oh.
I also conjured Endless Maw and threw his body into it, so while his soul is dead and a part of the soul walker, his body is racked in endless torment inside the maw.
My goodness.
Classic holiday story.
So maybe we should add the soul walker on this episode.
We don't have time.
Let's wish for an endless paw so at least she has someone.
So when you killed Chris, you set in motion the Chris Must clause? With an E? Claws? With an E?
Why? Well, of course with an E. Why would you say that?
I guess, yeah, you're right. What else could claws mean in this world?
The E's at the beginning and it's silent.
Well, because it could be like lobster claws.
Yeah, that's what I assumed. Yeah, like pinchers.
Yes, I was pinched inside the Christmas claws. Silent E's on both ends.
Someone going to write in and say like it's actually pincers or something? Fuck this.
So you've been cursed to replace and become Chris every Christmas since. I guess I'm leading a little bit with my questioning, but I'm assuming that's what you're saying.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. Yeah, me and the guys have been talking. We assumed maybe like you were bitten by a Chris, or we thought maybe it was like a Time Allen situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was bitten by Chris, and that fueled my hatred of him and let me wish for his death and suck his soul out of his body through his ear.
Chunt, a Time Allen situation. Oh?
You haven't heard about Time Allen? We didn't tell you about?
Yeah. No.
Okay, so it's a guy who had a magical clock, and one day he accidentally broke it, so then he became the clock. And now he has more power.
Wow. So it's like he went to infinity and beyond?
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I said he has more power.
I'm still not clear on something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know there's a lot, but like, so is it the thing that set in motion, is it you sucking his soul or you killing him?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a couple of actions that happened. And I'm just wondering, like, if someone else wanted to become Chris, is it the suck or the kill?
Now I want socks that say souls suck.
It's the kill. Anyone that wants it, anyone that wants Chris Must, it's right here for the taking. Kill me.
But that means you're going to rise to your full power, right?
Yes, okay. And you'd be cursed to be Chris Must. But if you want it, you got it.
Oh, what's a girl to do?
This is a lose-lose, it sounds like.
Yeah,
celebrating our
fun,
Christmas,
though.
We're Christmas, do everything we ask him to. Celebrating our Christmas, we're Christmas, barf up a dog.
Whoa, barf a dog.
Yeah,
barf
I've seen
a dog.
Body barf up a cat, but painful. Never a dog.
Oh, real poodle of barf over there.
Oh, cutie though.
And it's inky. It's not like a blemish barf. It's a carfoon blemish barf. Oh. Copy of a barf dog.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Worth it.
I'm hearing another wish upon the wind. Let us all magically transport ourselves there now.
Oh, you know what? I don't believe in Christmas anymore. Maybe when I was a kid, I believed in the magic of Christmas, but I'm going to make an ironic Christmas wish. Oh, Chris, if you exist, Chris, you must make me happy.
Here, friend, fear not, for I here come with Chris in tow. Yes, it is I, the great wizard Usador. Heard of me?
What are you doing in my house?
We've come to grant your Christmas wish.
I've got a sword, and I'm within my rights to kill you if you're in my house.
All right, this shit, everyone.
Put me up front.
Everyone just get outside. Just go outside.
Yeah, this guy's...
We'll just do it on the lawn.
Yes, sir. I'm trespassing.
This is like one of those guys who buys a sword and is like, I wish somebody would. It's like, why would you wish that? Why would you wish someone would cut... Oh,
and here's the thing.
This.
Did you see when he grabbed that sword, he started to smile a little bit. So I think he kind of like granted his own Christmas wish.
Oh, yeah.
We made him happy.
Yeah, let's get out of this. Hey.
Oh, job well done.
Ah, yes. Yet another Christmas wish. Here we go.
That's really fun to make noises while we move.
Scoo-dee-dee-dee.
Come on, Dark Lord. Just try it. Just try it.
I've transported myself so many places in so many cooler ways with so many more awesome people than this.
But you've lost sight of what can be fun about it. Come on, Dark Lord. Don't make me make it a Christmas wish. Just do
come
it.
Come on, do it.
Just
do
don't
it.
Don't do it as a wish. Fine. Ha ha.
Fantastic. Good.
Fucking stupid, you idiots.
Dear Chris, please listen to my pleas. All I want for Christmas.
I hope he wishes for his two front teeth.
All I want for Christmas is for Chris to eat a big bag of poop right in front of me.
Wow.
That's a plant. This is a plant.
What are you talking about? You sir, quick.
Well, let's ask an expert.
He's flower?
Yeah,
is
I'm
this
a plant.
Point?
Not a plant.
Want me to dig up a bag of poop for this idiot kid?
It is not necessary, for I have one here, ready to go.
Real quick, dig up a bag of poop. Did you hide bags of poop all over this place in a hole?
I've buried millions of bags of poop all over Foon. What kind of Dark Lord do you think I've been for the past however long?
Hold on.
He's been doing it the whole time ever since he barfed up that dog. I don't know if anybody noticed, but he's been following it around with little bags and then burying them.
Hold on. Are you telling me every time over the last 6.5 years when I accidentally dug up a bag of poop, it was your poop?
It was mine all along, motherfucker.
Revelation after revelation.
Why are you all here in my house?
Oh, hey, kid.
Hey, little buddy.
Why are you all here in my house? I have a legal right to kill you.
No, he's grabbing
his fuck this guy. Fuck this guy.
I'm trespassing. Take me out. I'm trespassing.
Here.
No. Come on, let's
go
to the lawn again.
I got this bag. I'm going
to
shove it in his mouth.
There you go.
Oh, he's licking my hand again.
Hardy, wash your hands.
Great, fine. For the fourth time since I've been to Foon, I'm going to wash my hands. Are you happy?
Yeah, you old shit grip.
Thank you so much for making my Christmas wish come true. Now I can finally transform into a beautiful butterfly.
What?
Holy shit, he's turning into a butterfly.
Wow. It's almost, it's so bright, it's hard to look upon.
Oh, thank you. This is what I've been waiting for.
Oh, it ran right into its own sword.
Oh, no. Oh, what a tragic end to such a beautiful creature.
You know, most sword accidents happen inside the home.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
What? What is that? A final Christmas
what?
Wish?
Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to make this noise this time. Blah, 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 blah.
Let's all make a fun noise.
Starlight, star bright, Christmas star I say tonight.
Who's this piece of shit?
Arnie, hold on. Let's wait. Let's hear him out. Let's hear him out.
How I long for last Christmas.
Wow.
When my parents were alive. Oh, I do wish with all my Christmas heart that Christmas bring my parents back.
Fuck.
The one
so
thing
sad.
Chris can't do.
It's like that song, The Christmas Shoes.
What?
Can't we just give him some sheep?
Wait, some sheep. What if we dress up like his parents and pretend to hang out with him for a little bit?
I couldn't do that. This is really fucked.
Is that morally cool?
No, definitely not. A child, dost thou recognize me, the great wizard Usador the Blue?
Yeah, it's Daddy Florentine.
Usador, I hope you ought to be the wizard's choice.
Oh, well, thank you. Every vote counts, so
I would
tell
vote
your
for you, but I'm but a boy.
Right.
Do non-wizards vote for the Wizard's Choice Award?
Well, it's a secret committee. We don't need to get into
Sounds
that right
rigged.
Now.
Oh, great. We got another Golden Globe situation on our hands.
Child, what is thy name?
My name is Reginald.
Reginald, how did you lose your parents so tragically last year?
It was when you, Usador, went to that volcano.
Oh.
They were hit by a tiny piece of volcanic eruption, wiped off the face of Foon by flying lava.
Hmm. Yes, well,
Oh, God.
It was for a good cause.
Right.
Sorry,
yes.
I'm so sorry to do this. I have to. Actually, when it's in the air, it's magma again. I'm so sorry. So your parents were killed by magma. I don't.
Guys, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm gonna say it. This kid is full of shit. I'm gonna say
it.
Why
did you say that?
No, because there's too many weird details. Mm-hmm. And like, he's just like, do you remember that one time you were at a volcano? Like, how many times were you at a volcano? Is this a regular thing?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say no more than 3 times a year.
Yeah, Flower, like here's the thing. I am like 100%. I'm like 98% on your side, but I'm just worried, like, if we're wrong about that 2%, oh, it's going to be bad.
I just don't know how to get it out of him. Like, I don't know what we got to do to, like, just really, like, litmus test this shit.
Right.
Because right now, just getting bad vibes.
Sweet child, Reginald, please, tell us more of your life at home with your parents. See if this trips him up.
Yeah.
Oh, a simple life we lived. That of farmers. We grew wheat and berries in our farm.
He's reading off little index cards. What's on those index cards, buddy?
Nothing. Just some notes I made for myself for Christmas.
And he, give me those.
And he said wheat like wind was blowing through his body.
Wheat.
Oh, shit. Oh, I feel terrible. The index cards, on each one, it just says, be confident. Have confidence.
Oh.
You can do this.
Oh, shit.
Don't forget parents died. Here, buddy, take these cards back. I am so sorry.
It's all right. Every night I write one thing to myself to make life worth living the next day.
What is bigger dick? What is that about?
That's one thing I want to make my life worth living next day.
You're a kid. Calm down. It'll come.
Yep. Well,
what if it doesn't?
John, stop saying that to kids.
I'm sorry.
We can't bring your parents back for you, but what we can do is adopt you.
Or, let's give a few options. Or Reginald, we can make it so you run like the wind blows. You're real fast. Or I could make snow parents. We could bring those to life. It's not the real thing, but it's...
A snow sedad.
I love snow. Okay, why don't you... Okay, I'm going to hop out the window here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, describe your parents.
My father was very short and round, and my mother was...
Done. Done.
My mother was like three scoops of ice cream, one on top of each other. Each one
fucking,
the last.
Fucking jackpot. Fucking jackpot. This is the easiest thing I've ever done.
Gotta say, weird way to describe your mom.
You've never said that? When kids at school are like, what does your mom look like? You're like, ah, my mom's like fucking three scoops of ice cream, baby.
I like that.
Ah, very well. Child, it appears now that I can bring your parents to life. After all, as these snow creatures... Eroth Tala Karadhanl.
Here, let me boost him up through the window.
We love you so much.
Snowma? Snowpa?
Please sit down. We have something to tell you. Your mom and I are getting a little...
I'm so sorry.
It's been such a long time coming. I think you'll be happier that way.
We do too. We do
too. I gotta go on a business trip.
Chun.
With Alan. Go on a business trip with Alan. Sorry. I'm sorry. I wouldn't do this. I said we wouldn't do this. I'm sorry.
Arnie, to be fair, these creatures gonna melt in about 24 hours. None of this really matters.
Chun, next time, spend more time on the mouths.
It's just so hard to give detail.
You
spend
do it next
so
time.
Much time on their genitals.
Yeah. Something
spend a
useful.
A little bit of time on the mouths.
So many carrots.
So many carrots. Well...
Kid, are we good here?
Thank you, Usador, Chunt, Arnie, and Flower, and that creepy little drawing guy?
That's Chris himself. Of course you must thank Chris, for he is the reason for the season.
Wait, hold on, everybody. Chris. Lock the door. Kid, we never told you our names. Motherfucker.
Who are Wait, you? I told him my name.
Oh shit. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, kid. I'm sorry.
Oh. How do you guess my name?
I got what I wanted here. I got magic done in front of me, just like I thought I could trick out of you, you pieces of shit. You little pieces of shit. I know all about you and you little pieces of shit.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
You're right, Flower. You're right the whole time.
Who are you, huh?
I got to watch you do magic, and now I'm going to jack off thinking about that magic for the rest of my life.
He's homeless.
This is the true curse of Christmas. You have to grant wishes for everybody, and a lot of people are fucking assholes.
People are little pervy assholes, and I put it right in my spank bank, all of your little faces, when you made that sad, sad Snowma and Snowpa.
You used to remelt his parents.
Gaelic Licton Carver.
Let's give this kid a fucking book or something.
Look, we fulfilled your wish. We did what we have to do. We're getting the hell out of here.
Here's a book on ties, motherfucker.
Everyone wins tonight.
All right. Back to the tavern. Oh.
Huh.
Oh, I'm exhausted, Arnie. I can't imagine. I've done so much magic tonight.
I know.
And forced the Dark Lord to do so many things that he didn't want to do. Yet we managed to make everyone's wish come true. I need at least 2 weeks off.
Just think, next year, we'll be here doing the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Unless you admit your destiny, free me from the prison of this body, and let me return to my full and rightful power.
Wait, hold on.
We could do this horse shit every fucking year.
I just realized something. So, Dark Lord.
Yeah?
How did you become Chris? What did you... The original Chris. What did you do? You killed...
Sucked his soul, killed his body.
Usador, didn't you kill the Dark Lord?
Yeah.
So, are you Chris now?
Ah, fuck! You mean we didn't have to do this at all? I could have just done it by myself?
Yeah, here's the thing. We could have let you do it, all that work, like we usually do. And we could have just hung out in the tavern having drinks. We didn't need to spend any time with the Dark Lord. Just leave him down here in his cradle.
So Usador's subconscious magic was making all those things happen?
I guess so. I mean, I guess we granted most of the wishes now that I think about it.
Yeah, but he didn't eat the shit.
But when we said Chris must, the Dark Lord did it and not Usidor.
Huh.
But Usidor is Chris?
Can we all agree, though, that it probably all makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense as long as Usidor does all the things that we made Chris do, because he is Chris. So eat this bag of shit.
Oh, fine.
Oh, no. I think deep down we're all realizing that maybe there's a little bit of Chris in all of us.
Yeah. Now barf a dog.
Okay, what else? What else was there?
There were like 7 more bags of shit at least.
Yeah. It was a long night.
Eat your milk and dookies.
Flower, how long are you in town?
Well, me, just for like another day or so.
Oh, I see. Where are you heading to?
Usidor, you missed some shit, Usidor.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't know. Gonna get back to like figuring out some shit. You know, I left that salt stand and then I was like, what's my next endeavor? What's my next big thing? Is it gonna be like oils or, you know?
Oh, your 2 perfect sundaes?
Mm-hmm. Usidor,
2 perfect sundaes?
Vanilla ice cream, hot fudge, and marshmallow sauce.
Stop describing my mom.
You've been listening to the Hello from the Magic Tavern holiday special, and I, for one, was thrilled to see all our favorite characters make it back to Kashyyyk to finally celebrate Life Day. Now to throw the Betamax recording of this episode into the vaults forever, right next to Walt Disney and Wanda Maximoff's accent. Wizard's Choice Award nominee Usidor the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Flower the Talking Flower was played by Brooke Bright. The Dark Lord trapped in the body of Blemish, but he's also Chris Must somehow. J.J. Abrams would love how this is coming together. All of that was played by Martin Wilson. The Winter Solstice song, Who Must, Chris Must, was written and performed by Sean Fleming of the band Diane Coffey. Their new album, Internet Arms, is available in stores and streaming on Spotify and Apple Music. Visit DianeCoffey.com for news, tour dates, and more. With some Earth holidays coming up, the podcast is taking 2 weeks off. Consider it our gift to you. But there will be a special bonus scene available next week. And the regular main feed show returns on the 10th of January. But if you're eager for even more fake fantasy holiday bullshit you can hear right now, the newest bonus episode on the Magic Tavern Patreon is a Spintax and Usidor Winter Solstice special. Check out this clip.
I'm so happy that we can come together once again and celebrate all of the wonderful winter solstice holidays.
Do you know that when I was on Earth, I was so lonely and desolate around the winter solstice that I went to the IKEA in Burbank and found a lumpy blue sofa that reminded me so much of you that I sat there for weeks on end just telling it stories.
Why, I'm so touched. And what an incredible coincidence. For every year, I would come here to the feet of these mountains, carrying a large burlap sack full of dung and potatoes. And then I would paint it green and talk to it for hours.
Oh, I see. Well, let me tell you about this couch. I bought it and set it outside, and it became home for many transient homeless people that lived in the Burbank area.
Just like me.
Yes, I gave them the smell that I associate with you, Usidor.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I left the sacks here, and now you can see potatoes growing out of the fertilizer that I left them here with.
Oh, wow. It's so good that something in memory of me could provide sustenance for the earth. The couch that I told stories to became animate through my wonderful storytelling and did consume many of those homeless men. I apologize. That is your legacy on Earth.
Fun, right? That's worth $5 a month. I don't want to get into a debate. For more information on the bonus episodes and lots of other Patreon-exclusive perks like ad-free episodes, stop by patreon.com/magictavern. And let's not forget about the Hello from the Magic Tavern live show at the San Francisco Sketch Fest, Saturday, January 8th at the Brava Theater at 4 p.m. with special guest star, hilarious comedy fireball, Beth Stelling. Visit sfsketchfest.com for tickets and more more information. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.